Cue the music, maestro. It's time. It's time for the Phenology Show. Phenology is the rhythmic biological nature of events as they relate to climate. And February is, oh boy, you know, it carries just a hint of what is to come. The days are getting longer. We're going to have a little warm weather in the next couple of days. That'll be welcome. But there aren't a lot of signs of spring. Among them, though, there are a few. And one of them concerns the birds. And you will, if you're listening and have some experience listening to birds, you'll hear the cheeseburger or hi honey or Phoebe song of the chickadees. You will also hear this month the nuthatches will begin to call. The white-breasted nuthatches kind of sit up on the side of the tree, head down, brace themselves, and they give out this kind of nasally ink, 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 ink. And that's kind of their, like, hey, what are you doing this evening, sweetheart? I've got a couple of white-breasted nuthatches, maybe three or four. It's hard to keep track. They come to the feeder pretty regularly. I've got a flock of red-breasted nuthatches, and they'll be calling as well. The woodpeckers, I'm not hearing any drumming yet, and I just don't understand. Maybe it's that I'm not out at the right time of day. They should be drumming. The woodpeckers should be starting to drum for territory right now. The local overwintering woodpeckers, those that don't migrate, this is the time of year that they start to establish territories. At my house, I have downies, hairies, and pileateds all in the same area. And the reason that they can all occupy the same area is that they all exploit different niches within the environment, so that each one has got its own little kind of prey source and insect source that it's looking for without overlapping into the others. And so they don't feel competition amongst those different species, but they won't allow any, the downies, for example, won't allow another couple of downies in their territory, nor will the hairies or the pileateds allow any of their own species within their territories as well. So watch the birds. They're going to be starting to show some signs of spring. One of the really spectacular birds that has come to northern Minnesota only in the last 20 years or so is the northern cardinal. And the northern cardinal is singing now, and in different parts of the listening area, people have heard the call of the cardinal. It's a very clearly whistled note. What cheer, what cheer, what cheer, what, what? A definite bird of spring that you can hear if you're lucky enough to be in an area where cardinals are common. And my compatriot this morning, Scott Hall, has a lot of experience with cardinals. He grew up a fan of the baseball team, the Cardinals, and he lived in an area where cardinals were quite common. So he definitely knows the song of the northern cardinal. I was wandering about in the woods the other day, as is my wont, and checking out the tracks. One of the tracks that caught my eye was the little laid down lacing chain of footprints of the ruffed grouse as it kind of ducked under this and walked past that. And it's always interesting to see where they're headed and what they're up to. Kind of fun to look at those little tracks of the ruffed grouse. If you were to come upon a ruffed grouse and actually could have it in your hand, you'd notice that on its feet, it has a winter adaptation for snow, and it grows these little, gosh, they're almost like fingers. They're these little protrusions that line the edges of the toes that increase the surface area and make it possible for the grouse to stay up on top of even light, loose snow. So if you get a really good track on some really, really perfect snow, tracking snow, you'll maybe be able to make out those little projections that come off the sides of the toes of the ruffed grouse. I happened to see a snow bunting the other morning, driving out on the Blue Heron Drive early in the morning, dark out, driving along. All of a sudden, this bird gets up and kind of flies out of the snowbank on the side of the road. I'm thinking to myself, it's got to be a snow bunting. And about that time, it sort of turned, and I could see the white of the body and the wings, and knew right away that I was looking at a snow bunting. Only a single bird. I don't know if the rest of the flock were on the other side of the snowbank and didn't hear me passing, or if this guy was just out there by himself. But early in the morning, I scared him up, and it was quite the event for me. I noticed that the deer have been still kicking away snow. There's about almost a foot of snow on the ground out there now, and the deer have been kicking away the snow and getting down to the ground underneath and eating, and they seem to do it in certain locations, and I don't know if they can smell a food source down there, if there's something that they can sniff out. I've examined the spots where they kick away the snow, and I don't see anything green. I don't see anything that's nipped off. But they must know what it is they're after and where to find it, because they're kicking away snow by my house and in quite a few areas to find things to eat. On Sunday morning, I was on my way up to the bog to take pictures, and I came across a roadkill deer, and it was fresh. Probably happened sometime Saturday night, but Sunday morning there were about 20 ravens and a bald eagle, all of them kind of mobbed around this dead deer and busy taking their fill. Interesting to look at the hierarchy among the ravens. Now, of course, the eagle was like right on top of the deer and had the choice spot. And all of the ravens were sort of arrayed around it, and those bravest or most senior ravens were right up there pecking away at the carcass, but the junior ravens were sort of back one or two ranks, looking enviously at this big deer and hoping to grab a bite to eat. I've been by that deer now three more times in the last couple of days, and each time I go by, there's still the eagle and the same flock of ravens, and they're doing a better job of getting to it, and I'm sure even the least among the ravens has now had a bite to eat. And my final note for today, as I was driving in this morning on the river road, I wasn't in the city limits, but I was definitely in an area where there are a lot of people living along the river and along the edge of the road. And an animal ran across the road in front of me. And at first, the first thing I did was go for the brake. The second thing I did was I thought, oh, that's a deer. And then I thought, oh, no, that's not a deer at all. That's a dog. But I think in retrospect, it was either a coyote or a wolf. And I kind of suspect a coyote. I really didn't get a look at it, but the fact that I thought it was a deer to begin with tells you that it was a large animal. It wasn't, you know, some small thing down by the road. So I don't really know. I may have to go back and look at the tracks it left on my way home this afternoon. So we'll see. That's the Phenology Show for this week. As always, if you have comments, questions, or observations you'd like to share, boy, we're anxious to hear from you. And don't forget to check out our KAXE KBXE Season Watch page on Facebook. ¶¶